the go-ahead has been given now. They are drawing up a preliminary business case. So what I am asking is that everybody involved have this plan delivered as quickly as possible and have it funded and costed, and then to lobby for the funding to be made available under the current capital programme for the new Garda station to be built finally on the site that was bought, purposely bought for a new station. So it's just time now. It's dragging on far too long. It's great that finally that they have recognised that it is a priority, as I've been saying and others have been saying for the past 5 or 6 years. So at least now they're developing a business case, and I just hope that that's done quickly and that the funding is sought and granted, so that this project can finally start and get underway. And it'll still take a couple of years to build at least, but at least now there's a plan and there is, you know, there's a definite light at the end of the tunnel now that this is going to happen.
Well, Councillor, that's it. You're saying you're trying to highlight how important it is to actually have it in words now, this priority. So you have it there, that there's the facts behind it, but you now need to see it in terms of action as well going forward. And I presume you're going to want to see, like I say, everyone getting involved. That includes local representatives, that includes, you know, local deputies. It improves everyone to make this happen and make it happen as quickly as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So I submitted the motion for the council meeting for next week and for next Monday, and that's the report that I got. And my motion was yet again to seek an update or a progress report from the Department of Justice on the status of the new Garda station that is to be built on the new site at Caltra. So that is the report from the motion. So, as I said, it is now been agreed that it is a priority, and just the funding has to be given to it now. And I will be calling on our local representatives to have this as a priority for not just Sligo, but it's for Sligo, Leitrim, and it's for the entire region as well. Because, as I said on numerous occasions before, the station isn't fit for purpose.